91X News.
It's 0 degrees and lightly snowing. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. A Kingston jury is expected to begin deliberating today in the Shafia family murder trial. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba, and son Hamed are accused of murdering the three teenage Shafia daughters and Mohammed's first wife in a polygamous marriage. The four bodies were found in a car in the Rideau Canal near Kingston in June of 2009. 91X reporter Katrina Ginovazin brings us the latest from Kingston.
The judge went over, went through this morning, explained to the jury that this was either an accident or a planned murder that was made to look like an accident. He went through the detailed testimonies of the OPP reconstruction officer that was at the scene, talked about the tire marks that were there, the grass marks that were found and the way that the tires had marked up the rocks that were near the scene. He's going to continue this afternoon talking about the issues of motive, the evidence of planning and the deliberation, and those are just a few things. Once all this is completed, the jury is going to have to go through the testimony of about 58 witnesses and 160 exhibits. So anyways, as we await the rest of the charges, we will keep you updated with what's going on with the rest of the afternoon. So reporting from Kingston, I'm Katrina Ginovazin for 91X News.
The mother and brother of a woman murdered by Russell Williams is suing the former colonel and his estranged wife. Williams is serving a life sentence for the murders of Jessica Lloyd and Corporal Marie-France Como. Lloyd's 31-year-old brother Andy says he and his mother Roxanne have filed suit seeking damages for the mental suffering they've had to endure. Prince Edward County OPP and members of Project Long Arm had a successful drug haul Wednesday. Officers found marijuana, hashish, and magic mushrooms at a Johnson Street home, as well as evidence of trafficking and a small indoor grow-op. The approximate street value of the drugs seized is just over $10,000. 44-year-old Eleanor Darby Nelson and 38-year-old Scott Dotry, both from Picton, have been charged. They'll appear in court next month to answer to charges of trafficking a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, production of a controlled substance, and possession of a weapon. Saputo Incorporated is recalling milk from Ontario because it might have cleaning solution in it. The milk being recalled is the 4-liter bags of 2% Nielsen True Taste microfiltered partly skimmed milk. Only bags with a best before date of February 12th are affected. Milk should not be used, even if it doesn't look or smell bad. So far, there has been one reaction to the milk. The Canadian woman who was badly beaten at a Mexican resort last weekend flew home to Calgary late last night. Sheila Nabb's uncle, Robert Prosser, says he's relieved she's back in Canada. He says she's the type of person who wouldn't hurt a fly.
She's very cheerful, friendly. She's just the nicest person you'd ever want to meet. I mean, everybody that met her liked her and whatnot. She's always been like that.
Nabb requires facial reconstruction surgery. An Alberta Health Services spokesman says she's not listed in any Calgary hospital, but says the family could have requested privacy. That's 91X News. To 304, here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
We start with the NBA, as basketball fans will enjoy 13 games tonight. The Boston Celtics will be looking to secure their first 4-game winning streak of the season when they host Indiana. Both clubs are currently second in their respective division races. Other games include a clash of Eastern Titans as the New York Knicks face the Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder take on the Golden State Warriors. The countdown to the London Olympics reaches 6 months today, and the opening ceremony is scheduled for July 27th at Olympic Stadium. Former swim star Mark Tewksbury, who is the Canadian team's chef de mission for London, says the coming months and the games themselves should provide lots of thrills for Canadian sports fans.
I feel excited. I think it's an exciting time for sport in Canada. There's some amazing athletes. There's always surprises. Anyway, the Olympic Committee is incredibly professional in their approach, so they really have it down to, what it takes to create an excellent environment to convert performance when it really counts.
Tewksbury won gold for Canada in the 100-meter backstroke swimming event at the Barcelona Olympics in 1992. The New England Patriots have an injury concern more than a week before the Super Bowl. Rob Gronkowski was absent from the New England Patriots practice for the second straight day with an injured left ankle Friday. The Patriots have not disclosed the extent of the injury. Gronkowski, whose 17 touchdown catches sets an NFL single-season record for tight ends, was injured late in the third quarter of Sunday's 23-20 AFC Championship victory over the Baltimore Ravens. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Looks like there may be some more snow coming our way. Today we'll see about 2 to 4 centimeters of the white stuff with a high near zero. Tonight, light snow ending early this evening, then mainly cloudy with a low of -4. Saturday, cloudy with snow beginning in the morning, a high of +2. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of flurries, windy with a low -3 and a high of -1. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose De Barros, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.